here now, and his name is Matt. One moment.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, good. Obviously, Joseph's really good about explaining what we do. My job, mm-hmm. obviously, is to kind of go over everything. But before we kind of get into pricing, do you have any questions, Eric, about how we do the programming or where we would be doing the placement?
Not really. I mean, I kind of know a little bit about what y'all do, Jimmy, because it's the same deal with everybody that advertises, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, I'm sure you've gone on to Google and seen, you know, the people that are showing up in the first page in your area, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Have you done any, like, advertising before for the business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, what has been working thus far for you?
A lot of word of mouth. It's just the town I live in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously, word of mouth is definitely a great way to, you know, get the business, right? You know, without having to pay for a lot. You know, sometimes just a simple handshake, not even a business card a lot of times, right? So I hear you. But I'm sure you're well aware, though, that when people are looking for a business and they don't know who to call, the first place they go to is Google, right? I'm sure you're well aware of that, are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the businesses that are on that first page of Google, those are the ones that are dominating, right? Those are getting a lot of new companies, right? Excuse me, new clients because,
yeah.
You know, they show up and it's like just a simple phone call, right? So what we do, Eric, is like we make sure that you show up and that you're getting that exposure from those phone calls. Okay. So any of the keywords that relate to your business, right? Bathroom remodeling, tile. Do you do other types of flooring too, or do you just mainly do like tile and bathroom and that's kind of what you're saying?
Oh, we do carpet tile, epoxy, wood, hardwood, laminate, flooring, et cetera.
Okay. So flooring, bathroom remodeling, like those type of keywords, we want to really make sure that you show up and that you're getting those phone calls, okay? And
okay.
The good news is with my basic package, it really does have a good circumference in terms of, like, your area that it will cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say somebody types in your area, you know, bathroom remodeling company. They see you, Eric, on the first page of Google, but they don't call you, right? So what we'll do, right, to get back in front of that person is we will actually run another ad. It's called a retargeting ad. So anytime that person decides to log on to Facebook, they're going to see your business on Facebook enticing them to want to call you. So something like, hey, you know, call TNT today for 25% off or something like that. We'll create a very unique ad, right, that they'll see on Facebook to motivate them to want to call you in case they don't call you from Google as well. Pretty unique, wouldn't you agree?
I'm still here. Yeah.
I said that's pretty unique, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. So in addition to that, we do have a pay-per-lead program that I can eventually bring to the table, and those are the best leads money can buy. And why do I say that? Well, one, you show up at the very tippy top of Google, okay? So like the first search result on any city that we want to choose, okay? Two, those come in the form of a phone call. So you actually get to talk to these people before you even pay, right? And then during the course of that conversation, if you don't like that lead, then you can simply turn that lead down, okay? So if that lead doesn't make sense to spend the money on it, you can just say, hey, thanks for calling, appreciate it, right? But unfortunately, I can't help you, right? And you wouldn't have to pay for that phone call. So it's a pay-per-qualified lead, Eric, It does take time to get set up. Google does a very big vetting process on all the businesses that participate in that. Like, they'll do a background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last, you know, 7 years now. They're going to want to see, you know, your liability insurance. They want to make sure that you're, like, a legit business, all that good stuff, right? But when you do get approved for those leads will really help you scale your business to the next level in addition to just my basic package. Yes, my basic package, Eric, is really good. Kind of get your foot wet, right? Get your toe in the water, get momentum, because it does have a really good ROI. But my basic package is only going to take your business so far, right?
Gotcha.
You know, because like the old, you know, saying goes, you get what you spend, right? So yes, my basic package is, you know, it's a great way to get business, but is it going to get you like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month worth of business? No, because there's no such thing as spending a little bit of money to be able to get that kind of, you know, response. But it can get you there when you do have those extra paper leads in addition to that. Now, I know that was kind of a mouthful, but did that kind of all make sense, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's talk about costs. Any questions so far on any of that before I kind of get into cost and kind of how that all works?
No, sir.
Okay. So let's talk about that. So my basic package right now, normally there's like an activation fee and, you know, there's a website cost and all that other stuff. But good news, we are running a promotion. I can waive all that for you, Eric. Okay. My basic package right now gets you on the first page of Google. We run $100 out of this package too on those Facebook retargeting ads that I was telling you about. And right now it's running $299 a month.
So $300 a month.
Yep, $300 a month. So it's $10 bucks a day pretty much is what it comes down to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, oh, it sounds good. I'll have to talk with my you know, my CFO. She handles all of my financial stuff, so if I just go out and start, you know, spending money, she gets kind of pissy.
Yeah. Sounds like the CFO is your spouse. Am I correct on that?
That is, yeah, that's my CFO.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Okay. Obviously, happy wife, happy life, right, or whatever, right? So, you know, I have a spouse too. So let me ask you, what is she in terms of thought process about spending money on, you know, having a campaign, you know, going for the business?
I mean, she's all about, you know, expanding the company and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's just like, if I go out and drop, you know, if I take out of her, you know, Alta Fund, she's going to be kind of pissy at me.
So completely understand. And, you know, I've been behind this desk a long time, you know. Would you like to try and conference her in on, like, a three-way and we can all talk about it? Would that, you know, be a good suggestion? You know, because she's probably going to have questions.
I know she's still asleep. I know she's still asleep because she wasn't feeling well this morning when she woke up. So, I mean, I can pitch her the idea, give you guys a call back. Or if you can somehow email me all the information,
yeah,
I can kind of go over it with her if that's okay.
Yeah, just to I just don't want to make a huge.
Do what?
Yeah, just so you know, somebody in the area fell off the first page for bathroom remodeling for that keyword. So that's why you guys even got a call today, okay? Because our job is we fill first place placement. We're Google's biggest partner. We're almost a $3 billion company, right? So we're by
Google pissed me off. So.
Well,
so
it doesn't matter. You need to be where the people are going, right? So the nice thing is this is what this is going to do for you. You know, there's a reason why Google's the biggest company in the world. They didn't get there by accident, Eric. Right. They're, you know, like they're bigger than BlackRock. That's how big Google is. Right. And they're the biggest company in the world because they have the platform where everybody goes to search for a business. Right. So when somebody needs a bathroom remodeling guy, guess what they're doing? They're Googling. Right. And either you're showing up or your competitors are showing up. right? Obviously, we want to get you in there, though, right? Because you want to grow, and we want to get you in there so that when they do see, you know, you guys, they're calling you guys in terms of, you know, taking your business to the next level. Now, half the battle is getting on the first page of Google. The other half of the battle is how do you stand out? Okay, so let me talk to you about that. I'm gonna go ahead and text you something real quick because I want you to see this. Okay. And this is all making sense, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, a lot of business owners, I've been doing this a long time. I have over 1,400 clients specifically. My company has over 13,000 businesses that bill every month, by the way. So, again, we are big, right? But the good news is we get the job done, and 96% of people stay with me month after month. And it's because once you get on Google, it has a high return on investment, okay? What do I mean by that? Well, you know, people use Google every day to find businesses. Right. And either you show up and you look credible or you don't. Right. But the cool thing is, you know, it's about how you stand out. So it's not just about getting you there. So I just sent you this link real quick, Eric. Go ahead and click on this real quick. I want you to see this.
All right, remember.
Lewis Pest.
Yeah. You see next to their name, they have a photo of the guy standing next to their van?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about standing out. Having a personalized photo of, like, you and your team, right, very nicely dressed, like a polo and a khaki kind of thing, you know, not super, super, like, professional, but nice enough, right, where we can really brand you guys is going to really help you guys stand out, okay? That's part of the secret sauce, as I like to call it, right? Things that will take you to the next level. So when they do see you on Google, they want to call you over the other competition, right? Because they see that personalized photo. Be surprised how much that, like, really helps businesses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to that, having the the five-star reviews is really important. Lewis has been with me right now for about almost 14 months, so just a little hair over a year, right? And he has now gotten over 100 and something five-star reviews now, okay? And he uses our tool. So we actually have a tool that's going to help you get those five-star reviews where all you have to do is, Eric, put your client's information in there, and it will say, hey, thanks for using, you know, TNT. We appreciate your business. Our business is built on five-star reviews. Please go ahead and click the link to leave us a five-star review. Again, we appreciate your business, right? And that tool is going to really help you guys get those five-star reviews, okay? What'd you say?
No, I'm sorry. I was throwing a piece of wood.
Oh, okay. Obviously, what do you think? Why do you think it's so important to have those five-star reviews on Google?
You know, you want your reviews, obviously, because for the simple fact that, you know, persons don't want to, you know, persons don't want to just hire anybody. They want, you know, the top elite. You know, you don't want to go with a one-star review. Oh, they came to my house, destroyed my restroom, destroyed my bathroom, and yeah, it looks like crap, and yada yada yada. So, yeah, I get it.
So, yeah, that's really, really important, obviously, to have those reviews, right, to help your business grow. So what we're talking about is literally $10 a day, right? I'm not talking you, like, about my most expensive packages here. I'm trying to just get your, you know, feet a little bit wet. And this particular package, you guys should easily get several thousands of dollars worth of business every single month off of it.
And I'm waiting to get on Google first because I have applied for Google because what I did was I just rebranded my company. I've had my same business for a while, but I rebranded the company. And then,
And now it wants me to verify everything, and it's just being a pain in the hind end. So once I get on Google, then yeah, then I think, you know, your program will expedite that.
Well, we handle all that for you, right? We're going to get you on Google. We're going to get your Google business profile. We're going to get you a website. So like I said, I'm throwing in the website even, you know, for you, right, so that you don't have to worry about any of that to make it a no-brainer. The only thing that I'm going to eventually need from you is, like, that picture, like I was telling you about, like, from Google, right, to get you going, you know, because obviously somebody, like, this keyword, by the way, hasn't been available in your area for 37 months. So obviously we want to get that position filled as a company, right? Because, you know, we know, I mean, what is that? Almost like a little over 3 years now that this, like, first place placement hasn't been available. I mean, it's not like, you know, this area is like super, super competitive either. It's just, you know, there's only so many people that can show up on the first page. Does that make sense?
Usually it pops up, you go for a little, or tile in this area, Bartlesville Renovations is the first one that pops up.
Yeah. We're talking about just getting you on the first page, though, right? So where you're there with the competition.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And like I said, if there's a possibility where I can give you guys a call back or through an email or whatever, and then once I talk with the financial side of the house on, because we have line items, my wife and I, we both have bachelor's degrees in business accounting management. So we understand about ROIs, sure, and line items, et cetera. So we try to, you know, budget things to an extent, you know. And so if there's a way, like say, once I can sit down with her, when she's feeling well, and they say, hey, this is what they're offering, yada, 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 what do you think? Well, we have to place that into a line item. I can't rob line item 12 to replace line item 13. You know, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's not applicable.
But at the end of the day, Eric, everything costs you money, right? You got expenses, but what are those expenses really aren't making you money because they're not bringing you any clients.
Yeah, you want your ROI. I get all about the ROI, yes.
Yeah, so this is actually going to make you money, right? So, you know, a lot of times when people have to overthink that spending $10 a day for their business, you know, completely understand. I'll get you an email. When do you guys think you can make a decision by? That's my main question.
It'll be this afternoon after you leave the job site.
Okay. Yeah. And most people, you know, look, I'll be honest with you. Most people kick the can down the curb, right? Because why? You know, they don't want to spend money, but then they're just hurting their business, right? So you have a business degree, right? You know, go back to business 101. You're supposed to spend just to survive 5% of your gross money on marketing. If you want to grow a business, you're supposed to spend 10% gross revenue, right, to actually scale the business on marketing, right? But most business owners don't do that, Eric. Why do you think that is?
No, they just don't want to. They don't want to spend the money.
Why do you think 4 out of 5 businesses fail over time? Because why? They don't spend money on marketing. They don't make it a priority rather than, you know, a secondary thing. They just, like I said, they kick it down the curb. And that's why I see so many guys like struggling year after year because they never take Google seriously. They never take, you know, an effective marketing approach, you know, for their business. And they just create all those excuses, right? And they end up same position year after year. So, you know, I've given you enough information. Let me grab your email. That's definitely, you know, try and justify. I tell you what, if you do put your trust in me and you, because I will send you a great email. Like, I'll show you all the credibility. I've been on our company's been on TV. We have all the big boys down to average one-man shop, right? But the thing about it is, you know, we have to obviously establish trust somewhere. And, you know, if you guys can budget $10 a day, which is very reasonable for an advertising budget, you know, we start here. We can always add more fuel to the fire later. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I got you.
All right, what's your email?
It's B, Viz and Boy, Viz and Victor, I, LLE. Then the word bath.
Wait,
B-A-T-H.
So hold on. I said B as in boy, B, and then V as in Victor, you said? Is that correct?
Yeah. So spelling it phonetically would be boy, Victor, Ida, Lima, Lima, Edward.
Okay.
Then boy, Adam, Tom, Henry. So Beeville Bath.
Okay. But there's no like, it's just B and then V-I-L-L-E, right? There's no like letter.
B-V, yeah, B-V, because this is a town they call Beeville. So B-V-I-L-L-E, Bath, @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and break this down to you, Eric. Okay, and it's E-R-I-C, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Your name? Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and break this down to you. Why don't you just go ahead and get back to me via email? I love it for your company to be on the first page of Google and we fill it with you. Because like I said, 37 months, first page placement, it's been a while, right? So, you know, we can over time, you know, get those paper leads going. But if you can work towards spending $300 a month and then one day we work towards spending $700 a month and then maybe one day $1,000 a month, that's going to be like the recipe for like really transforming your business using digital marketing, right? Like I have some guys, like you're going to see one of the guys in one of the videos I'm sending you, he spent $40,000 a month with me. He did a video for me, right? So I have everybody under the sun, right? My point is let's start with this $299 package. It will generate you results and you'll be happy with it. And then over time, we can always add, like I said, those extra layers and get those paper leads going in the future. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You'll see this coming from Matt Evans, by the way. Just go ahead and email me back. Okay. I'd love, like I said, it to be you rather than one of your competitors that we fill it for. But I understand, you know, it really comes down to, you know, is you and the spouse going to be able to justify spending $300 a month, right? Again, some people, they say, nah, you know, because they don't want to grow their business. They just think that, hey, it's just, you know, leads are going to come out of thin air. But you do have to spend a little money to make money, and you get that to your business major. So I'll go ahead and send this to you. And hopefully it'll make sense. And like I said, if you guys have any other questions, I'm sure you're going to have more questions. So, you know, another suggestion I would recommend is maybe we schedule another call to discuss this further, right? You know, and maybe if you want your wife on the call, right? So that way, you know, if she has any questions, we can kind of go over all of that and kind of, you know, give it the seriousness that it deserves. What do you think of that?
That's fine, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this. I'm pulling on my calendar. Let's set up another call for us to discuss so that gives you guys time to go through the email. What would be a good time, you think, for you and your wife?
Probably on a Thursday, probably. Just we got a pretty booked out week this week, so.
Yeah. I can't do Thursday. I'm pretty booked up on Thursday. I could either do like Wednesday or Tuesday this week.
We can do Wednesday as well.
Wednesday. Okay. You want to do, let's see here. You guys are Oklahoma, 2 hours. You're Central. Okay. I'm here in Southern California by Disneyland, by the way.
Been there, Anaheim, yep.
Yep, Anaheim. We're in a place called Fountain Valley, which is kind of by there, but it's more closer to Huntington Beach. I don't know if you've ever been to that part of Orange County or not, but.
No, I mean, I've been all through California, been in the military and stuff, so, and I've
okay.
been really
gotcha.
Working.
Yeah, so, one of my yeah, best I've friends been... is from Tulsa.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got a lot of clients in Oklahoma, too, yeah. It's a good state. You guys are a great state. Like, you guys need leads. So, let's see. Okay, how about you want to do, I could do like 11 a.m. your time, or I could even do like, you want to do a little bit earlier. I could do probably like a 10 a.m. your time even that day, or I could do like more in the afternoon.
Can we do it more towards the afternoon?
Yeah, so I could do... I could do like 2:30 your time.
That's fine.
You want to do that? Okay.
That's fine.
So I'm going to put you down for 2:30 Wednesday. Okay. And then you'll even see like an email reminder too. Like obviously you maybe set a reminder on your phone. Just, you know, cause life goes a million miles a second, especially for all of us. So, but yeah, I'll put you down for 2:30. Okay. That'll be Wednesday. Okay, so call. And do you think your wife will be able to make it, or you'll just be able to, like, even if she can't, you'll have talked to her by then?
I'll just talk to her by then.
Okay. Totally. Yeah. And like I said, I mean, really, all I got to do is get you one job a month, and this thing's more than paying for itself. That's, like, how I always say, break it down to the ridiculousness. So I know for a fact, Eric, that this thing will definitely do well for you. Because we can focus on flooring and bathroom remodeling keywords, and that will definitely get you guys the exposure. And the cool thing is, if people don't call you from Google, every time that they log on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad from you as well. So, like, motivating them to want to call you, which is great. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's all going to be part of the strategy, in a sense, okay? But like I said, I'll go ahead and break this down to you in an email, and then I will talk to you, sir, 2:30 on Wednesday, okay?
Sounds like a sounds good, sir. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate your time, and hopefully we can do something together. You know, to help your business grow this year. Okay?
Sounds good, sir. Thank you very much.
Yep, no problem. Have a great rest of your day. You take care. All right, bye-bye.